Well, firstly, as Communication Workers Union, we were taken aback by the decision of CELSI, but not completely surprised, because we could see from their business model that they are unable to sustain the business, particularly in penetrating the already oversaturated market. And we felt that their strategy was weak at that particular point. But taking off over 100 stores, that will mean that it weakens the marketing strength of SLC. But it does not only end there. It will create a massive job losses, which will negatively impact the workers. But it will also impact the service provider in terms of itself servicing the very limited market it has. So we think that it's a bad decision. And all these things happen because in the private sector, when there is corruption, nothing much is said. Because CELSI collapse, as it collapsed now, is because of misappropriation of funds. It's because of misappropriation of mismanagement in terms of the corporate governance.
So you feel that the reasons which have been given by the company to lay off staff is they're basically being disingenuous?
Absolutely. But we also think that they've run out of ideas. And that's the reason that they've been trying to keep CW outside the Section 189 consultation process. Because CELSI, as a service provider in the mobile sector, it has great opportunities in the near future and in the long-term future in terms of growing as a company. We are now speaking of spectrum that the government is going to release. That will enable new players and also CELSI to expand in terms of a wide range of its market area. So we think that the decision by CELSI now will not only have negative repercussions on its workers that are going to be retrenched, which is a very serious matter that needs to be looked into, but it also disables the power of the CELSI going forward. And particularly now that the unemployment rate is standing at 30.1%, which will mean that there will be a growth unemployment rate going forward, which will impact negatively on the economy. We think that the government should play a significant role in assisting such companies.
Did you present, you know, these solutions that you mentioned to CELSI, and what was their response?
Well, like I've indicated, they've been trying to keep CW out of these negotiations in favor of, you know, trade unions that have no capacity. And then on the basis of that, that creates the space for CELSI, you know, to make retrenchment as an only option. But we have indicated to them that we are willing to engage with them. We are willing to assist with them. We are willing also to assist with them in terms of the issues of spectrum so that it can be a sustainable business.
Are you aware whether CELSI did apply for the relief fund offered to financially distressed employers coming from the UIF?
Well, myself personally, I sit in that committee, so that's one of the reasons that I'm aware that they've applied and that they've been assisted. One of the things that we said as COSATU with the broader labor movement is that companies that do apply should not, in the short term, what you call retrench workers, because the reason of the temporary employment relief scheme is on the basis of sustaining jobs. So it's disingenuous, and it's almost committing a fraud to apply for it, and then after it, you immediately retrench. Why do you apply for relief funds whilst you are going to retrench those workers at the same time?